Dear ones, my topic today is the sacredness of the moment. Welcome to the Called Obedience Radio Ministry, and I'm Pastor Schulze. This broadcast is brought to you every week at this time over the station. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, pray that you help me with this message, because it is so much greater than the one who delivers it. I ask for your mercy. In the name of Jesus, amen. Now, would you agree with me that the secret of an anointed life is capturing every moment for God? Our text is, "And Moses said unto God, Behold, when I come unto the children of Israel, and shall say unto them, The God of your fathers has sent me unto you, and they shall say to me, What is his name? What shall I say unto them? And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, Thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am has sent me unto you." Now, in sending Moses to Egypt to deliver his people, God wanted Moses to know that the secret of victory was in the conquest of the present and not in the plans of the future. He did not want Moses to think of God as the one who was, or as the one who shall be, but as the one who is. God is a God of the present, and only those who live in a present abandonment of their wills will succeed in being holy. It is indeed man's natural tendency to almost constantly live in the memories of the past or the dreams of the future that prevents him from embracing the present moment as the overflowing source of holiness. It is man's preoccupation with what has been and with what is to be that causes him to be so ungodly in the now. Listen, all our sins and victories are products of the moment. We never sin in the future. Every sin that's ever committed is committed in the present. Prayerlessness, jealousy, selfishness, and unkindness is never the product of tomorrow, but always the product of the now, having been neglected. We plan to be good and holy and faithful in the tomorrow. Our intentions are always good, therefore we have a tendency to lose ourselves in our future dreams of good intentions, so we think we are good. The fact of the matter is that we sin and fail left and right in the present over and over again. It is what we do in the present that counts, and not what we dream about in reference to the future. All our sins and failures are in the present. All our victories are in the present. All our life is in the present. It is here where we win or lose again and again. If a man can be holy every moment of his life, he will be holy. So it is not what you have done yesterday or what you plan to do tomorrow, but what you do now that determines whether you are holy or unholy, disciplined or undisciplined, kind or harsh, patient or impatient, dedicated or indifferent. How you handle this moment, my friend, tells me who you are. The past is gone, the future is yet to come. What you do with the sacredness of this moment, even as you listen to me, tells me about your character. So it is not whether you plan to be in church next Sunday or whether you were there last Sunday, but whether you are there now, or at least standing in the presence of a holy God. It is not whether you have rejoiced yesterday or intend to do so tomorrow that counts, but whether you do so now. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation, says the Apostle Paul. So, loved ones, it is on the road to the big event that we often win or lose at holiness. Because we fail in the small things, God is not with us in the big things. The road to the big things is always filled with a number of unpleasant disruptions intrusions, unexpected trials, trivialities, and bypasses. This is where we lose God on the way to the big event for which we so desperately have planned. Often it is in a man's desire to be successful in next week's business meeting that causes him to be unsuccessful when his wife interrupts him as he prepares for it. An unkind word or the abrupt response causes him to lose God on the way to the big event. Or it is the wife who too often loses God's presence on the way to the, quote, all-important, unquote, birthday party she has planned. Being so focused on the party, the moments of getting there are desecrated, and spiritual duties such as prayer and praise are neglected. It is as we are on the way to the big thing, where we need God so badly to help us succeed, that we bruise and bump and crush and disappoint husbands or wives, secretaries, clerks, laborers, waiters, fellow Christians or pastors. It is for this reason that we must cease to look at any one event as bigger than any other event, and consider that the present moment is always the biggest, and that it must never be lost at any cost in order that we might indeed become an eternal treasure of Christlikeness. It is when we give unequal attention to moments and people that we lose the moment at hand. So, to capture every moment for God requires an inner attitude of constant self-denial that consistently says, I will follow Jesus. There is never anything more important than what God wants us to do at this particular moment. If we make the moment of interruption by someone a moment of holiness, of Christ-like love, rather than one of resentment and anger, a moment of redemption rather than one of irritation, God will take care of us when we get to the next moment. And if I then devote myself to the duties of the next moment with all my heart, allowing the Lord Jesus to act through me as he wishes, then I will enter the third moment with his anointing. And this way, then, we go from one anointed moment to the next one, continually abiding in Christ. It is by virtue of this manner of living that we are refined and sanctified and transformed and perfected. It is handling each interruption, intrusion, and bypass and mishap as if each were supposed to happen to serve as a stepping stone to glory that helps us come to inner rest in the midst of it all. Quoting Pierre de Caussade, to achieve the height of holiness, people must realize that all they count as trivial and worthless is that which can make them holy. Unquote. Oh, God's name is I Am. He is a God of the moment. To him the moment is everything. It must not be anything less, my friends, for us. Indeed, it is just as St. Francis said, the duty of the present moment is the most vital part of spirituality. Most of us, my friends, glance at the moment, but we gaze at some big future event. It must be the other way around. Our gaze must be on the now and our glance on the tomorrow. In that sense, holiness is easy. In that sense, holiness consists in one thing only, doing the will of God in the moment. And in any one moment, there's only one will of God to be done. Therefore, there must be a total abandonment to God's will. There must be a certain degree of indifference to what anything outside of the kingdom of thy kingdom come and thy will be done. There must be a great flexibility to accommodate change to what we have planned, how we have planned it, and how and when we get there. There must be a resolute recognition that God's ways are higher than ours, and that a detour or interruption may be of greater divine significance than the distant object we had in mind. Now, loved ones, I know I'm going a little deep today for some of you, and I'm stretching your head and your heart a little bit more than usual, but ask the Lord to help you. It was not the large crowd at Jericho, but the one man in the tree that really made history. In that light, It may not be the church service as much as a man the evangelist meets on the way to it that is more important, if he can only get the message of the sacredness of the moment. The anointing of a preacher is not determined by how much time he spends on his sermon, but by what he does on the way to its delivery. Seminaries must spend more time in preparing preachers for the moments of getting to the pulpit than in what they do once they get there. If we preachers miss a moment in the process of getting there, we have missed what we came there for. If we miss being Christ-like, doing an interruption while preparing for the pulpit, we may be without the anointing when we try to feed hungry souls from the pulpit. Simply put, our pulpit must be everywhere. So in that light, it may not be your getting to the bank that's important, but your speaking to the teller at the bank who just lost her husband. Whenever we let the call of what is ahead of us rush us onward, we miss what God has placed before us or right at our very doorsteps on the way to it. We miss most of the great opportunities simply in an effort to get there at such and such a time. Moments, dear ones, are lost by preoccupation with the future, and so the future is lost because we lose the present. We hurry through too many Jerichos without finding the Zacchaeuses and the trees, and through too many Samarias without finding the women at the wells. Oh, I say, how skillful our Savior was in capturing the sickness of every moment. Is it any wonder that he too said, before Abraham was, I am? Oh, may we not be disgusted with the unexpected or become wary at the intrusions, but may we find God's will in them, if not to minister, then to die and be refined. Those who have surrendered themselves to such a life of abandonment, conquering every moment, become sermons to others. God gives them a special force to all they say and do, and even in their silence they speak and call people to holiness. Through them God emanates a special scent, a healing, convicting, comforting, or consoling power, whichever he sees fit at the moment to administer through them. It is they who can say more in a sentence than others can in a thousand words, who know that nothing they ever do is without significance, who are recipients of every blessing God has in store for them, and who in time come to all the treasures of the kingdom of God. As De Cussade said, quote, others may ask the Lord for all kinds of gifts and blessings, but they, those living in the sacredness of the moment, don't have to ask. They find them in the will of God because they're always there. Unquote. So, my friend, from now on, know that I am is also calling you to the sacredness of the moment. Don't desecrate it any longer or anymore. Heavenly Father, we thank you for these moments that are now past, but they were precious moments, and help us to begin to live in the present, because that's the only way we can live and serve you and please you. In the name of Jesus, amen. If you have been challenged and blessed by my radio broadcasts, you also will be challenged by my first book ever, a 366-day, scripturally packed devotional book that will help you stay close to God every day of the year. Abiding in Christ by Pastor Schulze is now available through your local bookstore. I'm Pastor Schulze. Goodbye now, until then.